Track right there, John, and the Bright Ambassadors of Mourning. A little homage to Pink Floyd metal, I want to say.
Yeah, that's right.
What a great band to be influenced by. When did you get into Pink Floyd?
Let me think. A good few years back now. I have to admit, when I was heavily into sort of grunge music and stuff, when I was, you know, sort of 15-year-old, I can remember my dad played me Dark Side of the Moon, and I really didn't like it. But then it was a few years later, sort of, you know, when I was sort of coming out of the grunge phase, I'd heard it again. I heard Dad playing, and I was like, wow, what's this? And so he said, oh, I played this to you, you know, a couple of years ago, and he didn't like it. And I was like, well, can I borrow it? And so I took the vinyl upstairs, and it just kind of snowballed from there, really. And then once you got Dark Side, then I kind of got, you know, sort of started from the beginning, really, with the Barrett stuff and right the way through.
Yeah.
But I'm sort of a bit of a completist collector, so when I get into a band, I like to buy everything,
yeah,
know the whole story, if you know what I mean.